This is about trying to create some political cover as they go to America in the next days and welcome frack gas into Ireland in order to appease Trump. The Irish government should be more worried about our reputation than coming up with false narratives to try and appease Trump and to try and get political cover. Like, I was on the radio yesterday in County Kerry. The local people there were still in denial that this would be frack gas. But everybody, the companies, the government, have acknowledged now that we're going to bring in large quantities of frack gas from America into Ireland. Like, think about the reputational damage that has to do to Kerrygold. Like, when we're telling the stories in Pennsylvania of the poisoning of those communities, of the cancer clusters that are happening there with young kids and bone cancers, we'll be standing with a picture of Kerrygold behind us because Kerry now supports fracking. When I look at Kerrygold, made from milk, from grass-fed cows, and we'll be adding and processed with frack gas poisoning American communities. Why is the Taoiseach focused on Trump? Why isn't he worried about our reputation in the world? Why isn't he worried about how Americans see the Irish community? Our solidarity with Americans. They buy our food process because they trust our food.
The government again are going to make claims here that Ireland are very vulnerable in relation, say, to an attack on infrastructure in this country. If Ireland's gas pipeline was damaged in any way, there are a number of large gas users in the state that are very much at risk. How would you respond to that?
It's not a real narrative. It's a false war narrative, and the war is about to end. Hopefully this war is over. They need to appease the Americans. It's not about Irish agricultural produce. It's not about our relationship with American communities. It's about his relationship with big business, big energy providers. He's putting American interests ahead of Irish interests. And there will be a cost to the Irish reputation in the world for that. And we will stand with the communities that are affected by these decisions, and we will tell the truth when he's spinning yarns.